Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Greg Smith, the CEO of IP Group. Greg, good to speak with you again. A report by Parkwalk and Bowhurst shows UK spinouts raised a record £3.35 billion last year. What's driving the surge in investor confidence, and how is IP Group positioning itself to capture that momentum?
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, great report. This is one of a report that we do every year with our specialist EIS manager subsidiary, Parkwalk, who really are the sort of the sourcing engine for IP Group, managing a pool of about £500 million of EIS tax advantage capital and investing into brand new spin-outs from some of the leading universities here in the UK. We partner with, Oxford, Cambridge, Bristol, and some of the London universities, and also some of the northern universities around Sheffield and Liverpool and Manchester and Leeds. And yeah, you're right. So what's driving the interest? I think there has been more interest in sort of deep tech investing generally, given this huge digital transformation that we are going through, and everyone will be aware from reading the papers that there's this sort of huge surge in investment in AI, and that gives rise to a very big need for lots of things that we have traditionally been very good at researching in UK universities, and the IP Group and Parkwalk have been creating spin-out companies around for the best part of 20 years. So that's things like new forms of computing, new forms of memory, new connections between machines, but also, of course, the energy requirements that are needed to fuel data centers are very significant. And so we need more efficient sources of energy. And through IP Group, we are the most active investor into that space in the UK. And the majority of that is done through our specialist manager, Parkwalk. So we see, very significant economic and real-world impact opportunity. And I think it's good news to see record levels of investment into the space, and certainly the highest level that we've seen since 2021.
There are some challenges, though, Greg. The report highlights a major challenge in accessing scale-up capital. What practical steps can IP Group and Parkwalk take to help bridge that funding gap?
Yeah, the risk here a little bit is that, the UK is seen as a, sort of an incubator economy for the rest of the world, where the winners that we create from our world-leading research are, sort of either snapped up by investors from outside of the UK, or indeed are acquired by a part way along the journey when there's still a lot more value creation to come. I think the three areas that we have been focused on at IP Group and in helping to sort of shape the ecosystem here in the UK are threefold. So capital, conditions, and consumers. On the capital front, it's very much around other long-term pools of capital investing in businesses as they scale. IP Group's one of a few in an ecosystem, but it's very encouraging that there is quite a lot of interest from long-term pools of capital, pension funds, that can invest into the space and create much bigger scaled winners of the future. And the second around conditions is certainly something where we're working closely with trying to steer some government policy around things like as basic as planning reform, but ensuring that the tax environment for the UK and for spin-out companies, and indeed for scaling businesses, continues to be attractive. But also things like the pensions bill and the way that it is possible to make investing from, an appropriate amount of capital from long-term pools into this sector can be done appropriately, safely, but also deliver and give access to pension savers some of the returns that are available by investing in venture. And then the third is consumers. And I think the reason we talk about consumers particularly is because often when a company is going on its initial scale journey, capital is very important, but first customers are also very important. And so us as domestic consumers of our growing early science and technology businesses, for example, by adopting new forms of health technology into the NHS, has a mutual benefit. It benefits the company because the company's getting its early traction and proving out its business model, but it also benefits from a productivity and efficiency point of view in our public services. So yeah, those three areas: capital, conditions, and consumers.
Greg, the report highlights that foreign investors continue to play a big role in UK spin-out funding. How do you see the balance between attracting international capital and unlocking more domestic institutional investment?
Well, first up, I would say we should be very proud that our businesses in the UK attract a significant amount of foreign direct investment. It's something that is absolutely to be applauded, and we definitely want more of it. You know, having businesses that are attractive on an international stage is clearly a very good endorsement and provides capital for them to scale. I think the point that we would make is we do want an appropriate proportion of that capital to come from the UK. So rather than maybe being takers of terms, or there being an increased risk of the centre of gravity of those businesses moving away, possibly entirely from the UK, what we want is to make sure that there is some capital available, an appropriate amount of capital available from the UK, so that more businesses can scale and keep their centre of gravity here in the UK as they sell their products and services internationally.
With Parkwalk and IP Group backing 54 spin-outs last year, what sectors or technologies are showing the most promise for growth and long-term returns, Greg?
Yeah, so a lot of that new spin-out investment was done, as I said, through Parkwalk, through our sort of our specialist EIS fund manager, which has got the right stage of capital for investing in these very early companies. The sectors that we're seeing are interesting. I mean, I mentioned it a little bit at the start. This big wave of digital transformation that we're seeing gives rise to a lot of investment opportunity in the sort of, think of it a bit like the picks and shovels of the AI revolution. So that's things like new forms of computing. So some of your listeners may be aware that the UK is very strong in the new form of computing, quantum computing. So there's a couple of very interesting companies in our portfolios, Oxford Quantum Circuits, Quantum Motion, who are businesses that are producing new ways of creating the types of processors needed to access quantum computing. On the subject of the energy requirement that's needed, and perhaps not one for next year, but for the longer term, First Light Fusion, our business, which is an Oxford company that's potentially looking to access very cheap and plentiful forms of clean energy in the form of nuclear fusion. And then on the applied AI side, many people have spotted Jensen Huang was over from NVIDIA doing a series of events here in the UK. He particularly highlighted one of our up-and-coming companies, Oxa, which is a autonomous software for industrial applications. So that's for when you're in an airport and you look out the window and you can see the baggage trolleys moving around, and you can see various things moving around the airport. That's a very good solution for autonomy. And so Oxa is an internationally leading software business for industrial autonomy. So there's lots of areas around that are driven by this sort of huge interest in AI and the digital transformation.
Well, Greg, it sounds like a great space at the moment. Congratulations on that report and thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Stephen.
Greg Smith, the CEO of IP Group.